Hello and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started. Hello.
Welcome to episode one.
We're live.
It's episode one.
Our maiden voyage. We're in it.
Good.
I'm very excited.
I'm Alex Smith.
I'm James Keogh. You're not just Alex Smith. You're your man, Alex Smith.
I am. I'm a local Brisbane musician, and that's why I'm here talking about music. And what are you, James?
What am I? If not a musician, then what am I? I'm nothing.
A treasured friend.
Oh, thank you.
And a good boy. And a good man.
All right.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm here to help you out in our journey. Yeah. Through all of your old music.
Yeah, fuck. I just realized, I just remembered that second, the premise of this podcast.
Yeah.
We're going through. With anxieties.
We're diving deep into the archives of you, before you were even your man, Alex Smith. Alex Smith.
Yeah, I was a different boy back then.
Well, we were all different.
I've been writing songs since like 10 years at least, because I started writing this album that we're about to listen to. Started writing it in 2008, released it in 2009.
Cool. It's how old, what like grade were you in?
Oh, throwing maths at me. I graduated in 2009.
Oh, okay. So this is year 11, year 12.
Year 11, year 12. I was a year ahead of everyone else.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I came from England and I was going to have to repeat the last year of primary school.
Oh, right.
If we did Australian
age. If you transferred it. Yeah.
And they're like, he did his first year of high school. Why don't we put him into the last year of primary school again?
It's
like,
do it again.
Let's just put him forward a year. But I tell people it's because I'm clever.
Yeah.
So I've been writing songs for 10... Well, I've been recording songs for 10 years. I've been writing for longer. These are just the ones I was able to find.
Mm. When did you start writing?
Ooh, that's a question. It was definitely when I was in Australia. So from at least 2005. Mm. Hopefully no one's stealing my immigration details from this. But I feel it was 2007.
Yeah.
And then I got a computer, which I was able to record with in 2008.
Nice.
And thus
it began.
And here we are. And whenever anyone says, like, you write really good songs, I could never write songs like you, the entirety of this podcast flashes through my mind. Because it really is a thing of... You gotta write because you're gonna write garbage. But like, I'm not great at what I do. I'll say it.
I disagree, but all right.
I'm not great at what I do. I just do it is the thing.
It's that you've done it a lot and now you're at a... Yeah. You've gotten better.
Hopefully. Like people are starting to say... That's the thing. That's how I know it's true, because people have recently started saying, you write good songs, and they weren't fucking saying that 10 years ago. They were just being like, thank you for bringing me this.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah. But, you know, hopefully I'm a little bit better. And I want this podcast to show that you got to keep writing.
The journey.
Yeah. If you write a song and you're like, I tried to write a song, but it sucked. Well, gather around, friends, because so did I. But if you keep at it, you can be a good songwriter, and hopefully I will be one day too.
You are.
Nope, I refuse.
Stop
this. Isn't
this.
I'm just going to... That's me putting up a no fishing sign.
Oh, good.
Because I'm not fishing for compliments.
Good, You've ruined the studio with this big sign you've put into our...
Now no one can fish.
Oh, no. Well, why don't we start that journey with episode one, song one, which is called Amazing.
It's called Amazing, and it was released in 2009, as I said, written in 2008. The album that it was released on.
Yeah.
Was called Holy First Albums, Batman.
I did see this
off the bat.
Yeah.
That's a copyright infringement. Good. I'm glad that was the first thing I decided to put out into the world.
Yeah. And it's got like an illustrate, like there's album art. When I downloaded this onto my phone, it came with the album art. It was very official, very legit.
I didn't know that you were going to get the album art and everything. So
totally.
That's an interesting experience I didn't know you got.
Well, we'll talk about it a little bit more. First up, let's listen to Amazing.
Mm.
That may seem quite down, but that doesn't matter now, 'cause you can't see me. Nobody sees me. Look at me and you'll see I'm not trying to be some prodigy. This was just something for me to do when I had time to kill. Now I am so lonely, it means so damn much more to me. I'm gonna master my skill, so that's why when I die, look for me up in the sky. It'll be amazing. It'll be amazing. I haven't left my mark, but that's 'cause this is the start of a life that's going to be filled with joy. Make a life, settle down in some tiny little town. Try to raise myself a girl and a boy. It'll be amazing. I've never had much luck with the people in my life. Just you wait and see, that'll change for me. How to speak quite befitting to me. And practice that in theory, I think it'll be quite scary. Every single ounce of me can tell that it is gonna be amazing. So that's why when I die, look for me up in the sky. It'll be amazing. It'll be amazing. You will be surprised when I transform right before your eyes, like a butterfly.
Amazing.
I mean, was it?
Both in song title and in just absolute song quality. It was amazing.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ. You guys fucking... So we actually listened to this in the studio and fucking hell. I feel like I have my soul ripped out of my own butt. That was the worst thing that's ever happened. And I regret this podcast. But I'm excited. Thoughts?
Okay, so I had about a day of like listening to it in advance.
Yep. we haven't spoken about it beforehand, by the way. This is the first. I've provided you with a silver plate of hot garbage. And what are your notes
See,
for this
show?
Here's
the thing. Like, I quite, as a person who doesn't, you know much about music in terms of, I mean, writing music at all. I don't write music.
Okay.
But I quite like it, you know?
Okay. This feels like a wonderful, kind lie.
No,
but
it's
explain
not.
Your thoughts.
No, like, okay. I think it has a charm about it mm-hmm. that perhaps we'll find with a lot of your early songs where it's just like you can almost tell, and I don't think this was like intentional, but you can tell that it is, you know, you in your room or whatever yeah. and you're just, you know, bearing your soul into this song and like I think there's a certain charm to that, you know. I think there's a certain the fact that, you know, when you've listened a few times, you can like hear the fuzz of the mic when yep. when you're in the mic, when you're yep. in the spoken bits, and then when you're in the sung bits, and then when you're out of it, and you can hear the mic, the tick just stop. Yep.
You yep. can even hear me clicking the record button on the mouse. Oh, sometimes. Really? Yeah.
See, and I think there's that like homegrown aspect to it, which I quite admire.
It is. Not good. It is not a good song. It's actually, like, it's quite a sad song, I think.
I mean,
it's intended to be a triumphant song.
The first verse, I may seem quite down, but that doesn't matter now because you can't see me. Nobody sees me.
Like, that's the thing. I wasn't intending it to be, though. When I wrote it, I was just like, this is going to be, like, I'm where I'm at. But I'm going to make it one day.
Sure, sure.
And I didn't realize that the subtext of that is just like, I'm this lonely fucking kid who's not where I want to be right now. And that's throughout the entire song. Well, like, I keep coming back to how lonely I am.
A little
bit. Jesus, Alex. And I think, interestingly enough, is that this wasn't the first song I wrote. This isn't in order of song.
Sure.
This is the artist's vision for the album. This is what I chose. Because before this, I was just writing songs.
Sure.
This was what I chose as like the first foot forward. Yeah. I was like, this is the song I want to get people in the zone.
Your debut.
This fucking song. And this was my tragedy. And as in like, I have a song these days called Tragedy, if you don't know. And it seems to be like just the most inherently your man Alex Smithy kind of song.
Right, right.
And this was my tragedy back then. I was like, this really sums up what I'm about and it's really good and I used to play it all the time. And back in the day, when I didn't have a recording of it, I'd just play it for people. And I'd be like, check out this fucking sick song. Because also this album, for a bit of context, I would record it in a GarageBand.
Mm.
I got a computer for Christmas and I recorded pretty much all this album I mean, not to get heavy, in the Gap storms of 2008, my house got literally destroyed.
No way.
Yep, an enormous tree fell through the roof and like split the house in half.
Whoa.
I think Camel Newman came around and was like, yep, this place is a fucking shithole. And we got
word moved. For word, Camel yeah. Newman.
We got moved quote to a hotel for like 6 months.
Nice. And good hotel?
I liked it. My parents were having a bad time, but the house got destroyed.
The house, you wouldn't want to blame them.
I remember I said the words like, insurance covered it, and they're like, yeah. I was like, that is fine. We can stay in a hotel. I was having a great time. I love hotels. But my parents were distraught. It was a horrible time for them.
Fair enough.
But no, as a gift, I got this computer, I think, because they felt bad that this terrible thing happened.
Okay.
But yeah, so I made this entire album in a hotel, which is where the homegrown sound comes.
Nice.
But so I made this song, and I would buy bulk like CDR spindles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just give them to people.
Nice.
At school, because I was so proud. And
you made an album.
Didn't have many friends in high school.
Oh, no.
I think this might be why. No, but this is the hot garbage that I forced upon people. And yeah, I just think it's odd that I wrote a few songs.
Right.
And this was the one I thought was the best.
This was
thinking it was the best. I mean, like, I'm going to hook them in first, and then they'll just be so blown away by how cool that first song was.
Right.
They won't even listen to the next two or three or four.
Oh, I see. This one's the good one, and then the rest.
I definitely was like, get them in good.
Uh-huh.
Kind of put your shitty ones towards the start, and then it starts to get better.
Picks up.
This album is fucking garbage.
I mean, we're only what? How many tracks are on this first album?
11.
11. So we're only 1/11th of the way into this album. And and honestly, like, it's looking pretty.
It's downhill from here, buddy.
I'm so excited.
I feel I should mention.
Yeah.
Part of the whole, been songwriting for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For 4 years in high school, I put out an 11-track EP, which is, you know, I've been writing many a song. And when people are like, how many songs have you written? I was like, I know I've definitely written more than 44, but I know for definite I've written 44.
So you were doing one a year.
One album a year.
For 4 years. That's crazy.
Crazy days. I think actually that the fourth album started to become Crazy Days.
Oh, cool.
So I think it kind of starts to splinter off there. I think that might be like a 9-track or an 8-track. And then like some of them are Crazy Days. But
of the four albums from high school.
Mm-hmm. When, garbage, yes, carry on.
When did the persona of, because you're, as a performer, you're now your man, Alex Smith, yes. Officially. Mm. When did that persona kind of take on?
I was vlogging on YouTube for a while.
Sure.
I was definitely Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't deleted the YouTube account yet, so I won't say the name of...
Oh, I was about to say...
Don't you dare, because I have some problematic young person views.
Ooh, those problematic young person views.
Which I've grown out of, I might say.
Sure.
But I was definitely that Alex, and I eventually became this Alex, which sounds insane. I know I'm one person. I'm not an insane person. It's just an easy way to talk about it. I started YouTubing and I'd be like, hey guys, it's your man Alex Smith, blah, 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 blah. And then...
Oh, so it just started as a thing you say and then it became the actual...
And I said it ironically because I knew I wasn't anybody's man. And I don't know why I chose to make that my moniker, probably because I'm a big fucking dingus.
Hey, now.
And,
it's a good moniker.
It's memorable.
Yeah.
I made the Your Man Alex Smith Facebook page for general entertainment. Mm. Originally, it was for my vlogs and stuff.
Right.
Which is why it was like, hey man, it's your man, Alex Smith. But so that started around about probably like 2009, 2010.
Okay.
But a good analogy I found is that, because I feel like you can't talk about my music without talking about the mental health stuff.
Okay.
It's intrinsically part of it. To the point where I never really did one of those like, hey Facebook, you know, I got diagnosed with depression, blah, 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 blah. Not because I have anything against those people, but because everybody knows. It's just who I am at this point. Everybody knows it.
And you have the ability to say it through your music, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like listening to these albums, for me, it's kind of like Deadpool. I guess spoilers for Deadpool.
Okay.
But like the gene was always in there.
Yeah.
And then there were some events later which triggered it and made me into the hideous, unlovable monster that I am today.
So you're looking at like, you're looking at Amazing Now. And like when you wrote it, you thought, oh no, this is just like perfectly harmless. But then, you know, things like now I'm so lonely.
Yeah. It's like you got some problems, kid, and you don't know.
And he doesn't know.
This is pre-depression era. And I wouldn't say pre-depression because I obviously had something.
Sure, sure.
But this was pre my knowledge of it.
I've never had much luck with the people in my life.
Yeah. Specifically BPD, which...
BPD?
BPD is
BPD.
Borderline personality disorder.
Oh, God, right.
Which is part of that is not being able to maintain any sort of relationship.
Sure.
So I never have much luck with the people in my life. I'm so lonely.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, geez, little Alex. Didn't know what was going on. But
when you die.
Yeah, talking about death. Jesus Christ, what are you thinking about death? You little
kid.
Well,
though. Will you die?
Oh,
here's my question.
Oh, I forgot
because.
About
this.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
I've been waiting to kind of deep dive into this because I'm so. It's my favorite part of the song.
This is. So, all my music's a bit cringy.
Sure.
That is the single. Thing that keeps me awake at night. That fucking bit is the worst thing I've ever done, and I hate it. And I just want it to be known that I'm not like, yeah, that was a really cool thing I did. I just want everyone to fucking know that. So, carry on. What was your note about that section?
So for those who haven't ticked on to the bit we're talking about, this is the spoken section of Amazing.
Oh, God.
Where, okay, so it's great. It's phenomenal.
You're a bad person.
No, I love it. Genuinely. This is what I was talking about before, where it's like, because I've, you know, done this as well, where you'll be in your room and you're like, have an idea. And like, you can also like hear the sort of wanting to be loud, but there's a bit of a hush, like your parents are in the next room or something, and like you have to record.
I can't even yell it. Yeah, I have to be like, hello, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And I love
to hear me fucking pretending to be in front of a crowd.
It's so good. It like harkens back to what I think of as like people making home movies, like kids making
Which
home movies.
You yourself have done, I believe.
Yeah, you know, me and my sister would get the camera and we'd do funny skits or whatever and stuff like that. This is that in audio form almost, and it's just so genuine. I love it. So let me do a kind of just a spoken word poetry reading.
Yeah.
Just a recap of what happens in this spoken portion.
I've already died today. I'm dying a second time.
So we have two people that you are in this bit.
Didn't even do a different voice.
No,
it's just me both times.
So first person says. This is the announcer, I assume, for the gig. And he says,
Woodstock.
Hello, everyone. If you'd like to give it up for Alex Smith.
And yes.
Then, yes, he does say yes.
Because he's excited.
I don't remember.
Alex is here.
I forgot if yes was him or yes was you.
I made the choice when typing up the lyrics for him to, say yes.
And then you walk on stage.
Yep. And this is fucking scripted, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Huh. I've forgot the words. So let's examine these lyrics, shall we?
I'm dying. I'm dying.
Well,
this is death.
Hold on.
No.
Because you do say. So that's why when I die, referring to the lyrics in the song.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I'm not going to die, okay? As long as all of you believe in rock, I am not gonna die.
At least
rock on.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's great.
It
it's
never
amazing.
Gets any easier to hear that.
So, okay, hold on. What I sort of fail to understand.
Why did you do this? Why did you commit this hate crime upon my ears?
No. I love that it exists. Love it all.
Yeah.
So you come on
you're
stage.
A good boy.
You're at this gig that you're doing where all the crowds. And they're all there for the same reason, as you say in the lyrics beforehand.
Yep.
The reason is you, I assume?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good. Yeah. Good.
Because they like my music.
They
in,
like your
in
music.
This version. They're also, I'll note that a rock version of Amazing starts playing, which I think is pretty cool to this
like
day.
Like a separate version of the song.
It's like the do-do-do-do-do, but it's like playing the guitar.
Cool.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that rules.
I'll say it.
Yeah. See, there are good parts of this song that you can't deny.
I can't deny. The rock guitar sounds pretty cool.
So,
oh, God.
You go on stage and you say, huh, I forgot the words.
Yep.
Is that because...
I wanted it to sound more realistic and a computer never makes mistakes, whereas humans do make mistakes. And
sure.
I thought, you know what makes it sound really authentic? Like we're really listening to the future.
Uh-huh.
If it's like a live version, I'd be like, oh, you know, I forgot the words, you know.
Okay.
I thought it would make it sound more authentic and like I was really a rock star.
And so, yeah, that, I mean, obviously.
I mean, I was there. I believed it.
Yeah. You think, oh, wow.
He really
this
is
This guy
there.
Really did forget the words to his own song. Whoa.
He really did record the future and put in this shitty song. He has the technology to record the future.
Go to gigs, you know, just watching the Smith Street Band and you're like, oh, that's great. They forgot the lyrics.
I love that it's also, it's not even like the middle of a song. It's like, it's Alex Smith. Oh, I already fucked it. I already fucked it. And I did tell the future because I frequently forget the words to my gigs. The last gig I played, I fucking forgot. I was playing Little Automaton, an acoustic version, which turned out pretty cool. And I fucking forgot everything to the point where I had to stop and be like, I'm going to play anywhere you want. And here we go. So fucking 2009 me was right.
Prophetic.
I did forget the words.
And you're human. See,
I
that's
am
the
human.
Thing that everyone there, when you sang Little Automaton, you may have forgotten the lyrics. They said, wow, he's human.
He's really, it really humanizes
you
him.
You like him on Facebook.
People did say that. They're like, you know, it's cool when you see a musician make mistakes.
There you go.
It means you're more like me.
2009 Alex.
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
I started to get fucking Stockholm Syndrome listening to this. I was like, maybe I was a genius. And then I listened to it with you guys. I was like, no, I'm a fucking idiot. I forgot.
Let's move on to the next genius part, which is when you look at the lyrics of this song, your own lyrics.
Yep.
And you say, so that's why when I die,
I'm not gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
I claim this on the first song of my album. I will not die. You fool.
You fool.
That's a statement I make.
Because everyone believes in rock.
Yep. And as long as they believe in rock, I'm not gonna die. And then I choose to leave it there. I don't say the words rock on half-heartedly.
Oh, really? It says in your lyric sheet that you gave, it says you say rock on.
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just tried to retcon it.
Well, it says here that you excuse me.
I mean, I was looking at the lyric sheet here.
In 2009, you
oh god,
that's incredible. But then
disagree.
In the next bit,
yep.
Sorry, I'm sorry to like break.
No,
down
you're doing perfect.
So
this
much.
This is the best this could be.
And I do again, like
my notes are all like. There's a weird buzzing in this bit, so these are much better notes than mine.
I don't want to be harsh on you.
I love it. I'm having a great time.
I don't want to...
Do it. Zane's not...
I'm the bad guy. I don't want to be
You couldn't be the bad guy if you tried. You're too charismatic and pretty.
What?
What? Anyway, let's go. You're not the bad guy. Hit me with your best shot in the words of Pat Benatar.
Oh my gosh.
I believe she sang that.
What's it? Hit me with your best shot. That's Pat Benatar.
Oh, right. Sweet. I didn't want fucking Pat Benatar to be like, I never sang that.
No. She'll tear down the door.
Yeah. Stop giving me credit for sweet songs, Alex, whose podcast I listen to.
Anyway.
Yeah. What do you got? What you got?
Well, see, I think I wrote this song to be heard by one person.
Which I say, I've got notes. I think I wrote this song to be heard by one person. It's like, yeah, sweet rhyme, Alex.
Good rhyme. Nice.
Good.
But it isn't the person, I think.
No.
You wrote this for yourself.
Yeah, and I was like, I think you'll agree. It was like, where are you going with this?
Okay, all right.
I wrote it for me. I guess.
Sure. I never really asked.
I don't really follow that line of reasoning, but if you believe it.
Okay. But then, like, you just, like, start bagging on your song a little bit.
Do I?
Where you just go, not to be depressing, oh, but...
Yeah. Sorry.
This song is not progressing.
These are thoughts that could be had outside of the songwriting process.
It feels like you're putting the plank down before you walk on it. You're just like, like, what do you mean that it's not progressing when you say that in the song?
I think that I should have got the point across.
Okay.
But now I feel that point is lost.
It's lost. It's gone. It's gone on me.
The point being that I'm going to be amazing. Oh, no, it's going to be amazing. Sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
Me fucking taking over the world is going to be amazing. That's the point that I wanted to make, and I feel like I deviated from.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then, so, yeah. And this is... Okay, again, now I'm getting nitpicky with it.
No, hit me with your nitpicks.
Well, you just so... You say, okay, the point is lost.
Yep.
Let me help you out. I've been unclear.
Yeah.
Let me help you out. And then you just say the chorus again. Which you've already...
I mean, that was my point. It's going to be amazing.
It's been so long since I've said this chorus.
Yeah.
I need to bring it back.
And it's a good chorus, too. It's not boring.
No.
I think I was obsessed with character.
Sure.
And I wanted to inject as much character as I could into the song. And I think I accomplished that.
A lot of character.
There's a lot of character in here. You really get a sense for... I mean, it's not the character I thought I was putting in.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a cool guy who's going to go far. But I definitely... like you said, you get a sense of this fucking sad dude.
No, not sad.
I mean, I was sad.
I mean... Oh, sure. I'm saying like when you're... doing this, you're doing it in earnest, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I definitely... That's the thing. That's the other reason why I say pre-depression, because I don't remember anymore whether I really believed that I was going to make it. I don't know whether it was like a bittersweet, like... Because that's what I do now.
Can I help you out? Because...
I will allow you to lend me a hand,
in the outro, when you're saying, it'll be amazing, it'll be amazing, it'll be amazing. Now, for keen-eared listeners, you may have heard in the background some more spoken word. After the first it'll be amazing, you say, you guys just wait and see, it'll be amazing.
Yep.
After the second, you say, seriously,
I'm gonna be famous.
True. And then the third one, you say, I'm going to be freaking famous.
Yeah. No swears here. It's a family album. I will admit I shamelessly stole that from, not those words, but right. from Don't Download the Song by Weird Al.
Oh, yeah.
If you recall, when he's like, go out and buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
You cheap bastard. And I really enjoyed that.
That's good. That's good.
It was funny. I was like, I'll do that too.
Nice. And you take your inspirations and you just run with it.
Yeah.
Did you have inspirations for this song?
Well, I mean, I too like Clocks by Coldplay.
Okay.
I fucking looked up to see when Clocks came out and they posted the video on YouTube in 2011. And I was like, oh shit, did I write Clocks by Coldplay and they stole it from me? But no, it was 2005.
Sure.
So I never intentionally ripped off Coldplay songs and vibes.
Yeah.
But it's so very Coldplay, Clocks by Coldplay.
Sure.
And I think while, because I never listened to it. Yeah. I didn't listen to Coldplay, but it was around on the radio. And I think I just sponged it up and was like, I'm going to write a song now. Oh, it's just flowing freely. This melody is so good. What's interesting is that, I say interesting. What's the thing is I played it on guitar. So
wait. But there's a lot of piano in there.
There is a lot of piano because I didn't know how to record guitar.
Sure.
And I didn't have like a MIDI keyboard or anything. So every single note, everything
yeah.
is me putting it in with a mouse and then dragging the time.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So it's a labor of love.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a shame that it's shitty.
No, well, you keep saying that, but I honestly think there's a lot of heart to this.
A lot of heart, yes. I mean, like, if you make a salad with, like, a bunch of heart, it's like, there's a lot of heart, but this is fucking garbage. I don't want to eat it, you know?
Also, stop putting pig's heart in our salads. It's not the way the dish is prepared.
True.
So what are you... okay, if you're going to do this song again, if you were going to do the, you know, amazing again, what would you do differently?
Well... A little bit of a moist mouth sound there for you.
Great, thank ASMR. You. Thank you, thank you. Are you going to just all moist mouth sounds?
Yeah,
just,
in the room? It's going to be amazing. I wrote this song intentionally. I don't know. Okay, so I say this because I'm pretty sure it was this song. I know I definitely had this intention for a song,
yeah.
a different song. I don't know whether I intended it for this one, but I'm pretty sure I did because I kind of did it. For this song, I intended... to like replicate my music career as it went on. I wanted to start with an acoustic guitar and then as the song went on, build up to a more band sound.
Cool, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then strip it back again at the end because like, oh, but I'm just me in my bedroom.
That's awesome, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I really didn't accomplish very well. So if I were going to do it again, I would, now that I have like the production knowledge, I would start with like just acoustic guitar, maybe have a bit of like a kind of like vocal sound,
yeah.
then have it be a bit more clean with like a MIDI kind of thing, and then have it build up to this big sound and then strip it back. So I think yeah. I'd make that clearer. That's the note. This song wants to escalate and I don't fucking understand how to.
Yeah.
And that's the whole song. If you listen to the first verse, you've heard the whole song. And like, it's just... like, this is so raw because I never had any sort of a musical training.
Is that
I'm
so?
I'm self-taught.
Well, it doesn't show.
but this is like really, it's raw. It's me trying to do a thing
yeah.
and not knowing how. I'm a baby fawn taking steps in the snow and
absolutely.
Tumbling. And you can kind of hear like, I feel like he's trying to build something up here.
Right.
But he's just had three notes play on the strings. And then they've disappeared for the rest of the song.
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, I wanted each chorus to be different. So I'd have, like, I had the bass come in, I think, on one chorus. And then just, oh, yeah, so it was like, boom, 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 boom for the rest of the song. But then in one chorus, it's like, dum, 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 dum. And, unfortunately, I didn't learn how to write any half decent bass for like 6 years, and I've been writing songs for 10 years. And,
so we're gonna hear a lot of bad bass. Is what you're hearing.
A lot of just playing saying? The root note of the chord.
Oh, good.
Either boom, do, do, boom, or boom, boom, boom.
Well, that's all bass is basically. You know, not much more to that.
Things heating up in the bass band.
I'm coming for you, bass players.
If I was gonna do it again, I would. I don't want to make this again. I think I could achieve the effect if I remade it.
Yeah.
But I think that the lyrics, it's just too much of a fucking tangled Christmas lights situation. Mm. To redo it again, you know, how many parts of a watch can you swap out before it's not sure. the same watch anymore?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. I think I could do it better, but the lyrics are really bad. There's a lot of lazy rhymes. And there's no understanding of song structure. This was before, I never knew what a pre-chorus was.
Right.
I listened to a lot of music. I love music. If you didn't know.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to listen to a lot of music. My dad used to listen to a lot of music.
Right.
And I told you the story that I used to hate music?
And then Meatloaf came along.
Yeah, I used to hate, which is stupid because one of the songs I hated was Murder on the Dance Floor, which is a fucking banger.
Yeah.
Shut up, Past Alex, you dingus. That's the greatest song ever made.
So yeah, tell the Meatloaf story.
Yeah, so I don't know why my dad did because I was quite famous for hating music. Like if there was music on in TV, I'd be like, oh, I hate music, I'm out of here.
All music.
I hadn't found any music I liked. And I was like, I have a limited window of experiences. 100% of it sucks, goodbye. And then for some reason, I don't know why, because I guess that's just my dad being my dad.
Sure.
Like, I know you hate music, but I think you really enjoy this. And sat me down. My father, he's goofy in all the best ways. That's why that a goofy movie fucking hits me so hard.
Yeah.
I'm such a dick. I love my dad. But episode one, folks. So he got out Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell vinyl and put it on and was like, I think you really like this.
Mm.
And I did.
And you did.
And it like literally blew my mind. And I'm really thankful for the fact that I have a moment in time where I fell in love with music.
You
and
have
I
an
remember
origin
that.
Story.
Yeah, I have an origin story. I was also born deaf. That's not a meme.
No way.
Yeah. And the joke everyone does is, what? And
it
doesn't make any sense. I was born deaf.
I'm the deaf.
Why would you say what?
What are you doing?
Are you talking about?
What?
Goddamn. But no. So I love music, and my dad put me onto Meatloaf, and I fell in love with classic rock ever since.
Nice.
It's so good, and really everything. Meatloaf, so influential. Jim Steinman specifically. If we're getting into the nitty gritty,
nice.
Because technically, I guess the voice as well is why I sing in an American accent because I learned by singing along to Meatloaf.
True.
To the point where now when people are like, just sing in British or Australian, it feels like I'm putting on a voice.
Yeah.
And like I can't help it. And I'm sorry to the many people that really take real umbrage with it. They hate it and I don't understand it.
And is that where like this idea of character kind of comes from? This whole like the idea of, you know, raising the stakes, not just being a person, but being like this... Like Meatloaf is just, you know, massive rock star who's greater than, you know, hell.
I remember that the first time I saw him in person, I was like, "Hoo boy, that ain't the dude on the cover.
That's just a man.
That's just a man." And what a man.
Indeed.
I think I was a music snob before I knew what music I was being snobby towards.
Sure.
You know, people are like, I listen to Pink Floyd and I'm 12 and all music today sucks. I didn't have the music that I listened to. I was just like, I don't like music today. It's bad. I don't like any music.
Yeah,
all music's bad.
All the other music sucks bit, but
I didn't
have the
music
bit
that I did like.
Yeah.
And then Dad was like, maybe this music. And I was like, yeah, this is music. I think I didn't like the transient nature of the way people listen to music. There are songs that I call nothing songs.
Yep.
Which I would never say to any person who writes the music because all art is subjective and all people like, all art is art. Everything's good. And like the people make transient, ambient.
Well, then we're out
dance.
Of the gig because our whole show is about how
I fucked it.
Yeah.
Basically, it didn't mesh with the way I like to listen to music.
Yeah.
I was very much I'm going to sit down and watch a movie now. And
gotcha.
To me, a song is similar to movie. And it's odd that people just put a movie on to be on in the background. And there were a lot of songs that were like, this is a dance song and now we're dancing and dancing is happening. And if you just sit down and listen to those songs, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But they're not designed. They're designed to be danced to and have a good time. And like, I was listening in the wrong way. And it was just that my small, tiny brain, like seven years old, like six probably.
Right.
Three.
At your peak.
I was two.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet.
My dad put some headphones on the womb.
Yeah.
I wasn't born. My dad. I'm my dad. This never happened. I'm my dad.
I'm my own dad.
Yeah,
it's about your kids, Marty.
I'm a couple of dads in trench coat. I didn't listen to the music the right way. And Meatloaf, like classic rock, is music where it's like, this is music for you to listen to.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's an experience.
It's an experience. Yeah. And I really liked that. And I wanted to make music that people listen to. Because you can't fucking dance or have a good time to this shit.
But wait, your song this?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you could.
And my music these days, I think. It's, you know, it's definitely music that you listen to.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah. And I, as I said, like, I have an appreciation and an understanding for all people who make, like, chill tunes now that I'm older. And I'm like, you know, sometimes I want to just listen to some chill tunes.
Right, yeah. You know? And that, I think, like, comes into the whole concept or the whole, you know, thing of concept albums.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of like, here's a story. Mm. Here's something that you can't just, you know, you could have playing in the background, but there's so much more happening here that, like, is cohesive and has this story that, in the way that only music can do, like, tells the story in the lyrics or whatever, but then also tells it in, oh, this character's going to have a theme. You know, this character has certain musical notes.
I love
and
that.
Then you'll hear that later on. Yeah. And I feel like this, you know, is the start of that in a little bit, where it's just kind of like, here is this character, here is this person. And it's amazing. The journey that they're going to be on is amazing.
Hmm. I think it's interesting seeing how far I've come from here and how similar it still is. Like, there's definitely, I write songs like diary entries.
Mm.
There, it's never a, this is, I think, because I think some people are like, here's the thing I'm creating. Whereas I always write like, this is the thing I feel. And this is just like a snippet of where I'm at right now. But I will say this is Alex Smith writing songs.
Yeah.
And I think one of the big differences is that I wanted to be like, in the future, it's, how can I make music that people would like to listen to?
Right.
Whereas there was none of that shit back in the past. This is how I feel and you will listen to it, damn it.
Sure. And I mean, yeah, you acknowledge that you're writing it for you, you know? You do one for them, one for you. You're doing this one for you.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, this idea of like you sitting there acknowledging the place that you're in where it's just kind of like, I mean, like, it's more of this kind of thing of, like, I don't have the fame that I want, but it's also kind of this idea of, like, I don't have all these skills that I want. I'm not the person that I'm going to be when it's all amazing. Mm. And right now, you know, I might not be there yet, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to...
Yeah.
That's what I'm aspiring to, and that's what I want to work for. I want to work for a life settled down in some tiny little town.
I had to change those lyrics.
Really?
I had a band and we had no rehearsals and we had a lady singer. And she was like, it originally was find a wife, settle down.
Oh.
She was like, gender neutral, please. Can we make that make a life?
Huh.
A little bit of controversy in the songwriting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew? Amazing, would have so much
controversy. Not actually controversy. I feel I should make that clear.
Like, we should change this. Yes.
Yes, we will.
That is it. But you've played this with a band?
No, never. I played this. I had a band.
Oh,
we
I see.
Never rehearsed.
Ah, right.
But we were gonna, and we changed it, and I kept the lyrics for it.
So it's been in the way of just like, oh yeah, we'll start a band one day.
Well, it's odd because I remember the entire band being at the hotel once.
Huh.
But I think it was like, hey, so none of us have any instruments.
Oh.
Do you want to get like a pizza or something?
We're just hanging out. We're just being friends.
But we were called Backwards Glance.
Ooh, good band name.
I think it might be. And that's the name of the band.
That's a great name for a band. We should start a band.
We should start a band with so many bands. I like that as it's fading out, I do the spoken stuff, but it's already faded out too much.
Yeah,
and you can't really hear it.
No. It's an Easter egg.
It's an Easter egg.
You're already putting stuff in just for the mega fans.
I think my music rewards people who take the time to listen.
That's the thing. And
which
that's...
is, as a true neglected sad boy... It's a, please listen to me and it'll pay off.
Pay attention. But no, I think it's in line with the stuff you were saying before, where it's like, I don't want this to be this throwaway song. I want to reward the people who are going to actually listen in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so that was amazing.
That was amazing. That was our first kind of song. That was our first episode.
First episode. And I feel it went pretty good. I'm having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Even if it's bad, I'm having a good time.
And like amazing.
Oh, Christ. If you want to listen to a song of mine that doesn't suck, I've already built it up too much. I've made more music since then.
Saying it doesn't suck is like, I've hyped it too much. Oh, it's too, it's the people are going to think it's too good. Yes, you have more music.
I do. I'm not just Alex Smith. I'm your man, Alex Smith. And if you can find me on Bandcamp, Spotify, and iTunes. And my recent EP, Guilty, has been released. I've also got Crazy Days and... who knows? If you listen to this a couple years in the future, maybe I'll have released another album.
Yeah.
Which I am currently working on.
That's when he'll be famous, you know? That's when amazing will have lived up to its name. No, you're famous now. It's great.
I am known now. Infamy is not the same as me. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Not particularly. I think by this point, my other podcast will have a couple of episodes that is Unfeatured Articles. Both of these podcasts, both My Song Suck and Unfeatured Articles, are on That's Not Canon Productions. I'm going to say that again. Correct. Because I did mispronounce it. That's Not Canon Productions is who we are under the umbrella of.
Yes.
And special thank you to Zane.
Our righteous podcast father.
Righteous podcast
thank
father.
Thank you, Zane.
Thank you, Zane.
Thank you, Zane. Yes, we did it.
Yes. Our theme song is another Alex Smith song.
It's Mr. Heads and Tails from my new EP, Guilty.
Yeah.
And here's a little bit more of it for you.
Tails lives a life that's wild and frightening, but he finds your view enlightening just the same. But please don't get him wrong, should he not choose to go along with your friendly suggestions, his mind's out of the question. 'Cause when he goes to bed at night, he flips a coin towards the sky. When he bets, he goes all in, and maybe this time he will win. It's Mr. Heads and Tails, who are you today? Do you even know? It's Mr. Heads and Tails, who made you this way? Who made you Mr. Heads and Tails? Till the day is done, 'cause there's no telling who he'll be when it comes back up again. But when your life turns on a dime, you savor all the time you have upon this earth. You realize just what it's worth, and sometimes it lands face down, and nothing you could do could bring him back around. But let me say that that coin lands facing the other way, there's no one that you'd rather stay than Mr. Heads and Tails. Who are you today? Do you even know? It's Mr. Heads and Tails. Who made you this way? Who made you Mr. Heads and Tails? Heads and Tails, who are you today? Do you even know this? Mr. Heads and Tails, who made you this way? Who made you Mr. Heads and Tails?
mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.